Right now.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning. If you live in the Northeast, from Virginia to Maine, you're not seeing any green trees right now, unless you're really inland in northern Maine. It is snowing a pretty good clip right now. We've got, I want to say, half an inch of fresh snow in the last hour. If you live in Massachusetts, Rhode Island, you probably have close to 2 feet of snow. And you're guaranteed a white Christmas this year, being that it's on Friday. So if we can help you with possibility of branches breaking. Now, the one thing you want to do, if you see there's a lot of snow on your shrubbery or the trees are bending, just take a broom and, you know, don't whack the branches with it because you could create more damage doing that. But just by bending the branches with the broom and shaking it, a lot of the weight of the snow will come right off. Birches, for example, birch trees, if the snow is sticky, will adhere to them and they'll bend. It won't kill them. For the most part, it will not destroy the birch. But when the snow comes off of them, they will not recover and snap back up to where they were. And every time you have a snowstorm with heavy, wet snow, and that happens, your birches tend to be more horizontal than they were vertical. So if you can get out there, when you see that they are beginning to bend, grab a hold of the trunk of the tree, shake it, get some of the weight off, it will help a great deal. Those of you that put in new perennials this year, that put in new ground covers and new evergreen-type plants, things like azaleas, rhododendrons, yews, holly, mountain laurel, broadleaf plants. This is perfect. This is a blanket of insulation. It's a blanket of moisture that if the wind starts to blow, that air is very, very dry. And when it blows across your yard, it's looking for moisture, and it will normally pull it from your plants. When you've got snow on the ground, it pulls the moisture out of the snow and a lot less damage to your plants overall. So you're in good shape. So if we can help you, the number to call right now, we have some open lines, 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have Barbara on the line who's calling about Brussels sprouts.
Barbara, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club, and Merry Christmas to you.
Oh, Merry Christmas to you. I'm calling from Tewksbury, Mass, where we have 7-8 inches of snow right now. But yesterday, I looked out at my raised bed garden and realized that my Brussels sprout plants looked like they had finally gotten frozen. So I had forgotten all about them. For the very first time, I planted 4 Brussels sprouts, which I got from a garden center, in a raised bed, a small 8x4 raised bed. but the leaves were so big as they were growing, I wasn't sure if that's what affected my tomato plants, which my tomatoes were worse than ever, just 12 plants, which were behind them. I had no idea the Brussels sprouts would grow this big. Everything else was long dead in my garden by, what, the end of September or something, and the Brussels sprouts are still growing and finally could start to see little nubs of Brussels sprouts. And I've only picked them a couple times and really forgot about them, but the leaves were still big. I wasn't sure on one of the plants. I took off the leaves down toward the bottom, figuring, well, it must need the sun for the tops of them, and I kept watering. And literally for a month, I've forgotten all about them. Yesterday, I glanced over there and saw that the plants, you know, they were good 3 feet, 2.5 feet high, and hanging over the wood, and the leaves looked dead. And so I picked them. Of course, the biggest Brussels sprouts are probably like a walnut, and the small ones, of course, are probably like just the top of the thumb, or maybe even the thumbnail. And literally, they were frozen. They cooked up fine. And there were a lot of them in the four plants. What was I supposed to do with Brussels sprouts? I planted them real early, but I didn't know. Apparently, I shouldn't have planted them where I did because they shaded other plants or maybe took too much out of the soil. How are you supposed to treat Brussels sprouts?
What you do, I mean, you did good. You want to start them when it's still cold out. So I plant mine. I plant broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cauliflower, and cabbage at the time of the year where I see pansies for sale. They like it cold. And if you can get them in the ground, when the ground is cold and the air temperature is still on the cold side, and that's when pansies become available, they do much, much, much better. Now, the other thing that you... Brussels sprouts are very unique because they actually taste better when they freeze once or twice.
Ah.
And what I do is this. Around the middle to the end of August, I strip the bottom third of all of the leaves off of my Brussels sprouts.
Okay.
And that gives the individual sprouts more room to grow so that they get larger. Okay? It also gives them more sun so that they can grow a little bit quicker. And then I pick probably 3/4 of my Brussels sprouts during Thanksgiving. So, I mean, they stay in the garden a long time. I mean, I do pick during the year. Otherwise, the ones on the bottom would be the size of, like, tennis balls because they will get big. But then what you can do is this. Around Thanksgiving, take a sharp knife or you can take a pair of pruners, pull the plant out of the ground, shake off all the soil, and with the pruners, cut the stem right above the ground where the roots are, and that way you can throw the root system in your compost pile. Then pick off all of the leaves. You can either take a pair of scissors or pruners and cut all the leaves right to the very tip of your plant and bring your Brussels sprout stem with the sprout still on them into your basement, someplace where it's going to stay cold. And they will stay on that plant for a long period of time. I still have some in my garden. And we've had some really cold weather here. And when the snow is all done today, I'm going to go pick some. And we will eat them this week. And I live in Kennebunk, Maine. So, you know, we've had some really cold weather, snow on the ground. And they will keep a long, long time. I remember many years ago, and it's a long time now, one of the people that really got me motivated to gardening, his name was Jim Crockett. And I'm sure a lot of you have watched Jim Crockett on TV and you read his books. But one year when he was still on TV, he did a show that he went into his garden at his home on Christmas Day, pushed the snow away from the Brussels sprouts, cut off about 2 feet of the plants and brought them into the house, took them off the stem, and he ate them for Christmas dinner. So even though they're frozen, they're going to thaw right up as soon as the weather gets nice, and they will keep for a long, long time. So don't get discouraged. The other thing is they will get tall. Mine are almost three and a half feet. And what I do, as soon as they start to become over a foot in height, I put a green pencil stake right next to them, and I attach it with some green garden twine, and that holds them nice and straight. Otherwise, like you said, they get top-heavy and they fall. And if you can keep them up straight, they tend to mature a lot easier. So you give that a try. But you've done everything right.
Did they affect the growth of my tomatoes?
No. The problem with tomatoes this year was the fungus. And what happened is the big box stores, Walmart and Home Depot, those are the two big ones. Lowe's was also involved in it. The person that they bought their plants from is a company that starts in Florida. And as the season progresses, they open up greenhouses, first in Florida, then in Georgia, then in the Carolinas, and they keep moving up with the season. They had infected soil, and the infected soil kept being pushed with the plants further north, and they basically contaminated all of the tomatoes all over the country with this late blight. They were responsible. You've done nothing wrong. It was brought in by the three box stores, by their grower.
Your host and my old friend Paul Parent has raved about the wonders of the macroscope, the 7-power monocular from www.closetoinfinity.com, and we both hoped someone would buy one for you. Okay, they didn't take the hint. So now take one from both of us. Buy one of these and never fumble with binoculars again. Plus, focus down to an unheard of 18 inches. Don't wait to see the pollen on the back leg of a bee and then use the easy side wheel and instantly focus on a bird in a faraway tree. The macroscope. You waited for others. Now, get it for yourself. Two models starting at $149 plus $6 shipping. See and order at www.closetoinfinity.com. www.closetoinfinity.com or call 907-258-1505. 907-258-1505. 907-258-1505. The macroscope. You deserve one.
With winter approaching, let's prepare the grass on the side of the road from salt damage left by the snowplow. Apply liquid gypsum from SoilLogic this fall. Visit your local garden center or go to www.paulparent.com, click on sponsors, and then on SoilLogic, and they'll ship it to you. One quart will treat 1,000 square feet and is equivalent to 200 pounds of dry gypsum. Better drainage, no wet spots, and no dead grass. Liquid gypsum by SoilLogic. If mice, chipmunks, and squirrels are getting into your tool shed, camper, trailer, or storage unit, then drive them out with Mouse Magic. Mouse Magic from Bonide is not a poison and will not hurt your pets or children. It's a patented bag filled with a strong peppermint and spearmint fragrance. Rodents cannot tolerate the smell. They will move out and keep out for 30 days. Use Mouse Magic now, and they will find another place to live for the winter. That's Mouse Magic from Bonide.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit purebulk.com. That's purebulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold, hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Yeah, I'm ready. Okay, yeah. Stop that. Oh, wait. You're killing me. Okay. They want me to dress up like Santa. My thoughts? What's this gonna prove? They want to remind you about the holiday special. So here it is. Buy a month's supply of Life Change Tea and get 2 extra weeks free. Get some free tea in the holiday spree.
Oh, my goodness.
Lose weight and don't become the size of Santa. Oh, who wrote this? Buy 1 month, get 2 weeks free. That's the best sale of the year. So go to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. Come on, new people. 928-308-0408. And all of you that have ordered the tea, thank you for this year. We love you guys.
Yeah, we know. You love us too.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Courier and Ives has been sent up the East Coast, and he's doing a hell of a job. Started in Virginia and went all the way to southern Maine right now. Whether he goes inland, I don't know. But, boy, it's going to be a white Christmas for everybody in the Northeast. Providence and western Massachusetts, not quite as much snow, but Cape Cod, that's the area where the really big areas are going to be 20 inches or more in some places. And I hope you get at least get a little bit so that you can get into the holiday spirit. If we can help you, the number to call right now, we have some open lines, which is a rarity, 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next up we have Leo on the line, who's got a few general questions about trees for you.
Okay, Leo, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. I have some fruit trees, and I'm having freckles on them and blotches. And I lost 2 cherry trees already with the blotches, I believe. I'm not sure. And that's why I called you.
Okay.
They're
now,
like white or light green.
Tell me what you do to these trees over the course of the year as far as feeding and sprays and things like that.
Well, last year I used a bag of spiray that was for the fertilizer. I put my next question is I put horse manure around them too, and I'll talk to you after about that. I used 7 late last year, real late. I put 7 on them. To kill some of the bugs, I guess.
Okay. Now, did
and
you
I prune them back.
Fruit?
I didn't get much fruit this year, no.
Okay. This is what I want you to do. In mid to late March, I want you to go to your local garden center, and I want you to buy two products. One of them is called horticultural oil. And horticultural oil is basically a highly, highly refined oil product that you would spray on your fruit trees when there's no leaves on it. And I would recommend that you do this spring and fall. And the oil, when it's in contact with the tree, any insects that have laid eggs on the tree, the egg is covered with oil when you spray it. The oil prevents air to get to the egg, and the insect is suffocated in the egg stage, preventing it from hatching and creating a problem. At the same time, you can buy something called lime sulfur. And some of the garden centers will sell a combination of horticultural oil and lime sulfur combined. Some do not. The lime sulfur will do the same thing as the oil, but it does it to diseases. It suffocates the spores so that they cannot develop and create a problem. So if you can do that in March, and again in September, October, when the leaves come off the plant, that will eliminate a lot of problems. Now, okay, as soon as the flowers fall from the plant, and not before, as soon as you see that some of the white petals are beginning to drop and fall on the ground, then you're going to use fruit tree spray. Bonide. Home and Garden, they have a fruit tree spray, one that's organic or one that has a chemical nature. Doesn't matter. Either one will work very, very well. But these fruit tree sprays will take care of diseases and insects at the same time. So one application, and you want to do it on your fruit trees every 2 weeks. If you don't do it every 2 weeks, and we get wet weather like we did last year, you're going to have all types of fungus diseases, you're going to have insects, and you're going to have leaves that are all miscolored. You're going to have fruit that will have bumps and flecks and dents and insects in them. So you need to get into a spraying program. And if you can do that, you'll have beautiful fruit, clean fruit, and a lot of it. So before the season starts with oil and lime sulfur, and when it ends, and a fruit tree spray every 2 weeks from petal drop to harvest. Tired of watering your Christmas tree every day? Try Vacation this year. Vacation is a new anti-drought product that will keep your Christmas tree green and happy without the need to water it daily. Simply mix a bottle of Vacation with a gallon of water, add it to the tree stand, and your Christmas tree will stay happy and green for the holiday season. No chemicals and safe for children and pets. Go to your local garden center and ask for Vacation. Have you ever traveled with the Fall Fair Garden Club before? It's like traveling with family and friends, and I know you will enjoy it almost as much as the trip itself. Next spring, we are planning to visit Croatia and Slovenia from April 27th to May 5th. You will be staying on the Croatian Riviera, filled with fancy hotels, beautiful beaches, rich history, and several UNESCO World Heritage sites. See the beautiful coastlines, fishing villages, medieval cities, and much more. For more information, call 888-997-BOAT.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 salt palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. This offer is for one free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
At Strider Rides, we believe that somewhere between vintage and the future resides bliss, and it can be experienced on one of our premium motorized bicycles. Our motorized bicycles are comfortable cruising on that remote back road over the weekend, or jetting across town on the way to work. And if you enjoy the rugged outdoor life, you'll love our all-terrain bikes with dirt-ripping tires and the power to get you across any field and deep into the woods. Every motorized bike we build has been designed from the ground up, customized just like you want. We have classic hot rod bikes, cruisers, choppers, and old-fashioned board trackers to start your new life aboard. What are you waiting for? Every day you wait is a day lost. StriderRides.com.
Ho, ho, ho!
The Christmas elves at Peppermint Jim's workshop have been busy whipping up holiday gift baskets jam-packed with their top-selling peppermint products. Log on to GetMint.com and choose from a variety of gorgeous, bright red holiday boxes bursting with all your minty favorites. Choose from the Holiday Double Mint Gift Basket or the Holiday Favorite, or go all out with the Deluxe Holiday Essential Oil Basket. No matter what you choose, you can't go wrong with these terrific all-natural Christmas gifts. Your friends and family will love them. And while you're picking up your gift baskets at GetMint.com, be sure to grab a few stocking stuffers, too. From bath salts to candles to pure mint oil, mint freshens the air, perks up your senses, and has terrific health benefits. To order, call 1-800-345-9068 or visit GetMint.com. And for a limited time, they're offering free shipping for orders over $100. So add some sparkle to your holidays and give the gift of mint at GetMint.com.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Tant Garden Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 800-259-9231. If you're not going shopping today and you're getting close on things that would help you for a favorite gardener, go to my website, paulparent.com. We have a garden journal that is really kind of neat. It's a three-year journal where you can keep records of insects, diseases, insecticides that you did, when things bloomed, when you added your fertilizer or weed killers to the lawn. And it's a great tool for a new gardener or even an older gardener that's been doing it for a long time.
pushing me around, but I'll stay on my ground, and I won't back down.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We had a couple of gremlins that jumped in the line from the snowstorm. And, again, if we can help you, then remember to call 800-259-9231. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, up next we have Pam on the line, who's calling about a Camilla.
Pam, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club, and Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Same to you. Thank you. So my situation is I have a Camilla plant. It's about 10 years old. It's very tight into the pot. And I have, where a Camilla was there last winter, it had been blooming right along, a huge seed pod on it. And now I probably have, as I said, it looks like I could divide it, but I love the plant and I'm really afraid to do anything to it.
Well, what I would do, Pam, is I would repot it into a larger container. What size pod is it in now?
Oh, it's pretty small. It's probably 10 inches.
Yeah.
It's really tight, very little dirt.
Yeah. I think it's probably time that you moved it up to a 12 or possibly even a 14-inch pot. You know, something that you can handle yourself. Don't get something that's so big that you've got to ask people to help you move it around. But mm-hmm. I would go to at least a 12, possibly even a 14. And, you know, with Christmas coming, you may want to ask for a new pot and also a coaster that you could put the pot on. That way you can, just by pushing it, you can move it from window to window or room to room very easily without having to pick it up.
Uh-huh.
But I would rather see you do that then try and divide it.
Okay, and now the next question I have is those seed pods, do you let them just, it keeps on getting giant. The seed pod on the top where the plant was, do you cut those back or do you just let them go?
Okay, the seed pod itself, is it still green or has it started to turn brown?
It's a beautiful, rich, you know, glossy green.
Yep. As long as that pod is green, it's telling you that the seed is still maturing.
Uh-huh.
So you're going to have to wait until it changes from the bright green to a paler green or even a yellow or brown, and then you can harvest the seed and then start some new plants with that seed.
Now, how do you do that? Because that seems very exciting.
Okay. Then leave it on the plant until it turns brown.
Okay.
And that will tell you that the seed has been fully fit with all of the genetic things that the seed needs. It also has been filled with moisture and with enough food so that it can germinate and actively grow until the leaves form on that plant. And that's what happens with a lot of people. They harvest the seed too quickly. The seed germinates, but there's not enough nourishment in the seed to allow it to grow until it can make its first leaves.
Okay.
And once that leaf is formed, then you'll be in good shape. So continue to take care of it the way you have. You know, water it, fertilize it the same way that you have been. But I would repot it, put it back in the same location. And when you notice that that pod starts to change color, what you can do is grab a hold of the branch and shake it. And if you hear rattling from the seed pod, you know that the seed has now detached itself from the pod and is ready to be planted, to start a new plant.
And is there a better time of year, or does it matter?
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
I mean, this is a plant that is growing in the house. It's normally grown further south, and it's doing its own thing because it has an artificial growing season.
Mm-hmm.
Being in New England, where it should be into Georgia or into Florida. So you have actually an artificial man-made season, and it's following that season. So
okay.
Wait until it starts to change color, then harvest it and plant it, and you'll be in great shape.
Thank you.
Thank you, and you have a great Christmas now.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. We were mentioning before we got disconnected with the weather down here that if you have a gardening friend and they're just learning or they're really, really into gardening, if you go to my website, paulparent.com, we have a garden journal, and it's a 3-year journal, and it's a great place to put all of the records of when you fertilize your lawn, what weed killers you put, what flowers you have and how they grew, your vegetable garden. There's charts where you can plan out a garden, and it's a really nice present. It sells for $30, and it's something that if you email us today or tomorrow, we'll get it out, and you should have it by Christmas. So check it out, the Garden Journal at paulparent.com. And our phone number here, 800-259-9231. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have Julia on the line who's got a question about a perennial.
Julia, good morning and Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas and good morning to you, Paul. Thank you. Paul, I bought a bumblebee plant this past summer, and I realize it's a perennial, but I'm a procrastinator, and so now I have it in my house. Would you have any recommendations, and would you comment on it?
Well, if it's going to be a perennial-type plant for your garden, it needs a rest period.
Mm-hmm.
If it doesn't rest, then it's not going to come back next year. So probably the best thing for you to do is wait until the storm is over, and you've got to slowly chill it so that it goes to sleep, and like a bear, it hibernates and then will come back up. So maybe putting it in a colder room and then moving it outside when it's not going to be snowy and really blustery and windy, so that you kill back the foliage. And then what you should do is it needs to stay someplace where it's cold. So it can go in a tool shed. It can go in your garage if it's not heated. It can go on the stairs of your bulkhead leading down into your basement from the outside. I have several varieties of ornamental grasses that are borderline hardy where I live here in Maine. And I put them in my garage for the winter. And I've had them come back year after year. There's no heat, but they're out of the wind. They're out of the area where they're going to fill full of snow. The snow melts. It turns to water. And then the whole container fills with ice. So I do that with borderline type plants, and they do very well. So wait until the storm is over, put it in your garage, let it slowly get chilled and die, and then in the spring, in early April, when you can get out in the yard, cut it right back down to the soil line, and then replant it in your garden. But perennials cannot grow 12 months of the year. They'll burn all of their energy. They won't be able to produce flowers, and slowly they're just going to fall apart. So you give that a try, okay?
Paul, wonderful, wonderful suggestions. Thank you.
Thank you, and you have a great Christmas, Julia.
And you and your family also. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Our phone number is toll-free, 800-259-9231. Give us a call. We have a couple of open lines, and we'll get you set up and ready to go. Jared, who's up next?
Right now we just have open lines, actually, Paul, so I'm waiting for someone to call in.
Okay, you heard that. Call right now, and we'll get you set up. With the holiday season, we have a lot of different plants out. And remember, the number one killer of plants is too much water. So don't just water them because today is the day to water. Take your index finger, push it into the soil, and if it feels moist, leave it alone. You don't need to buy any fancy meters. Just use your index finger. And sometimes you can just pick up the pot. Pick it up by the lip, and you can feel the weight. If the pot feels heavy, leave it alone. You can go 2 or 3 extra days. You may be able to go a week. And large potted plants, things like Schefflera's or ficus or corn plant, the really big plants that, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6 feet tall that you may have in your home, they can go a couple of weeks and sometimes 3 weeks between watering. So just remember that. Watering is the number one killer of houseplants today. Watering is the number one killer of houseplants. You're killing them with kindness. Okay? 800-259-9231. Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof anti-desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall.
Your host and my old friend Paul Parent has raved about the wonders of the macroscope, the 7-power monocular from www.closetoinfinity.com, and we both hoped someone would buy one for you. Okay, they didn't take the hint. So now take one from both of us. Buy one of these and never fumble with binoculars again. Plus, focus down to an unheard-of 18 inches. Don't wait to see the pollen on the back leg of a bee and then use the easy side wheel and instantly focus on a bird in a faraway tree. The macroscope. You waited for others. Now, get it for yourself. Two models starting at $149 plus $6 shipping. See and order at www.closetoinfinity.com. www.closetoinfinity.com or call 907-258-1505. 907-258-1505. 907-258-1505. The macroscope. You deserve one.
With the holidays coming, you may be looking for the perfect gift for your favorite gardener. Look no further than Radius Garden Tools. Go to radiusgarden.com. Click on Where to Buy, the online store, and Specials. Several sets of tools are on special. And when you add code PARENT, you will get an additional 10% off. Friends with arthritis and carpal tunnel will love them. And they're guaranteed for life. That's radiusgarden.com, code PARENT.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard around the world.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Welcome back to the Fall Parent Garden Club. We're going to go right to those phone lines. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have Diane on the line, who's calling about a morning glory.
Diane, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. What
good
I'm
morning
calling
and Merry
about...
Christmas.
Oh, thank you. Merry Christmas to you. Merry White Christmas. I'm in New Hampshire, and of course it's snowing, and you're in Maine, so you're getting it too.
Yes.
But my question is, I have these morning glories that I grow and my sister does, and they come back every year because I get these little pods. Well, my daughter has one in her house, and it's blooming like crazy in a big pot. And my question is, how should she take care of it, and can she keep it over the winter?
If she can give it plenty of sun, that's the secret. The more sunlight she can give it, and, I mean, I don't know how much longer it's going to bloom, but as long as it's flowering, just have her to continue what she's doing. Morning glories is one of the plants that my wife really, really loves.
Mm-hmm.
And when you start them by seed, it's like they don't bloom until, like, mid to late August sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And for her to be able to bring it in the house and enjoy it, that's wonderful. But if she can put it near a south-facing window or a sliding door, tell her if she can spin the plant at least once a week so that the side that's facing the window today, when she spins it, is facing inside the room. That way the leaves will get uniform sunlight and the buds will be all over the plant rather than just on one side.
Mm-hmm.
And I would have her, I would have her fertilize it every couple of weeks.
Okay.
You know, Miracle-Gro or Neptune's Harvest, something like that. She should be in great shape.
Yeah, she has a lot of sun, and I think that's the key. She brought it in a pot, and it just took off. But what she's doing is pushing it down because it keeps going up, and it keeps getting more buds and flowers. So pushing it down the stem doesn't seem to be hurting it. Just pushing it up.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
and she can just unwind it off the stick and then rewind it low on the lower part of the branches.
Ah.
And because it's a vine, it's going to continue to grow straight up anyways.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Great. So, good. Thank you.
She is doing something really, really good. So you tell her that Paul is proud of her.
Okay, I will. Thank you, Paul.
Thank you. Have a great Christmas. Bye-bye. Jared, I think we can get one more in here.
We'll try to sneak one in. We got John on the line who's got three questions for you, but I'll let him ask the questions. Here we go.
Okay, John, go ahead.
Good morning, Paul. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
I need some help with, we've got a Norfolk pine that seems to be drying out, and we have it in a northwest area of the house. We have that problem. I have a Christmas cactus that one side of it keeps on dying. It's very, very soft and just breaks off and dies. And then the third thing, we bought some bulbs and we hadn't had a chance to put them in the ground yet, so we wanted to know how to store those.
Okay. You can't store them. What you're going to need to do is just get some old, used plastic pots. And if you don't have any around the house, go to your local garden center and ask them if they have any empty pots. Tell them you bought some bulbs from them. You forgot to plant them, and with all the snow, you're never going to get them in now. So just have them give you some, I'm sure they got old pots kicking around, and some potting soil, and plant them up, give them a good drink of water, and put them in your garage or tool shed or a barn, whatever you have for the winter. And they will form a root system in that cold environment. And then in February, mid or late February, you may start to see signs of shoots coming out of the top of that plant. Now, if you keep them cold, you'll be able to plant them in your yard. If you want, if you've got some small bulbs like crocuses or grape hyacinths or things like that, you can bring that pot inside the house, put it on your windowsill, and they'll bloom on your kitchen table. And then when they get done blooming, you cut off the faded flower, water them just like any other house plant, and you can replant them in the garden in April. As far as your Christmas cactus, cut back on the amount of water. And your Norfolk Island pine should have a south-facing window. Northwest is giving you a late-in-the-day sun, and it's not getting enough sunlight. Have a great Christmas, everybody, and we'll talk to you just before the new year. Thank you.